This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being with us today.
And Bridget, we want to start things off with a prayer, which is a prayer that Bridget brought in this morning. And it's a special prayer. I'll just go ahead and read it here. Lord Jesus, in a world grown cold and indifferent, you draw all people to your heart. Where there is hatred and violence, you offer reconciliation and love. Where there is conflict and division, you offer unity and peace. Today, Lord, I turn to you in praise and thanksgiving. I hand myself over to you and to the one who sent you. I ask you to bless my offerings and send me into the world. Make my relationship with others a sign of love, which is better than life. Make my service an action of the Spirit, whom I wish to welcome today. Make my love and reparation bear witness to the harmony that grace provides. Amen.
Amen. And I thought that prayer was so relevant to our topic today. But before we get into our topic, I know, Jim, you want to mention something that's coming up.
Still coming up. Our dinner, our Catholic Radio dinner, we have moved it around a bunch for people who have been part of our Catholic Radio family for a long time. Used to be in the spring, then it was in the fall, then it kind of crept up till it was in August. This year, it's going to be in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bunch of good news we want to share about some big expansion plans here at Catholic Radio, and we'll be talking all about that at our dinner. The dinner is Tuesday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the 502 East Event Center at 502 East Carmel Drive in Carmel.
Yeah, that makes
it easy. They got
that
all together. 502 East Event Center, 502 East Carmel Drive in Carmel. You can sign up at Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or give us a call at 317-870-8400.
That's Tuesday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. All right, well, getting into our topic today, we are going to be talking about an equipping program called the Rescue Project, and it's kicking off here locally at two parishes, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers and St. Elizabeth Seton in Carmel. And joining us in studio to talk about this is our guest, Father Thomas Hahn. He is the pastor of St. Louis de Montfort Parish in Fishers. So welcome, Father Hahn.
Thanks for having me.
And I have had a little joke before we got started here. I interviewed Father Hahn, I guess Jim and I did, not too long ago about the Good Shepherd, the Catechism of the Good Shepherd, or that program. Mm-hmm. And I had just been recovering from COVID. And you know, you have that lingering cough. And I actually had to run out of the studio because I was coughing. So it's kind of a private joke here. So I told Father Hahn, I'm perfectly fine. That's not going to happen today.
Fortunately, Father Hahn's a pro, and he never batted an eye, kept right on going.
He never...
Didn't notice you were gone, really.
No. No, it's true, and I cracked up about that with my daughter this morning. But we're getting into our topic called the Rescue Project. So what is that?
Sure. So the origins of the Rescue Project lie in the priestly ministry of Father John Ricardo, a priest of the Archdiocese of Detroit. He was assigned as pastor at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Plymouth, Michigan for 15 to 20 years and did some incredible work there at that parish. They kind of set that parish on fire. So he actually made a request to his archbishop to not be in parish ministry for a period of time and actually begin his own nonprofit called Acts 29. And even the name of that is quite fascinating because the Acts of the Apostles being the story of the explosive growth of the early church, and the Acts of the Apostles only have 28 chapters. So we're living the 29th chapter, the explosive growth of the church through the Holy Spirit. So this organization is equipping parishes and even entire dioceses for mission, to set them on fire and direct them rather than just maintain what they have. In the midst of that, they published some books, and even Father John published a book called Rescued, and it was his attempt to kind of simplify and express in new and bold terms precisely the story of salvation as we've never heard it before. We're bringing this to St. Louis de Montfort, and it's also taking place at St. Elizabeth Seton for a couple reasons. First of all, I read this other book called From Christendom to Apostolic Mission, published by the University of Mary, and I had my staff read it and discuss it. I had my parish council read it and discuss it. I had my school advisory council read it and discuss it. This book essentially argues that ever since the legalization of Christianity in the 4th century and the widespread growth of the church, we've been operating as a church in Christendom mode, meaning that everything in culture, our architecture, our music, our art, our vocabulary, our rituals, our feast days, all refer to a worldview that we all shared with Christ at the center. And we've essentially been operating in that mode. And now we're not in the Christendom mode, mm-hmm. where our culture does not refer to the story. And so the book's arguing that we're now back, for the first time, at least in the Western world, in apostolic mode. And we have to operate differently as a church and supply the narrative of which the culture would do for us in previous eras. It argues also that we really can't live without a narrative that gives me my sense of purpose. What is the meaning of my life? What is my life for? If we don't have the Christian narrative, then the world supplies another one, whether my life is for my own gratification, my own success, my own dreams, my own creation. So in that light, I thought what I need to do at my parish is to root my people in the one true story. And we almost assume it. Mm-hmm. So that was one reason I thought we would bring it to St. Louis de Montfort. The other reason is because I've been pondering and praying with this whole concept of the new evangelization, and I've mm-hmm. studied it, tried to implement some of it. And when we get our, troops in the pews all riled up and say, go spread the gospel and go out there and bring people in, what they do is they go and tell their neighbor, the fallen away Catholic or whatever, just come back to Mass. Mm-hmm. That's not because we, have a great community and we have great music, and that's not precisely telling them the good news. So yeah. Giving them a vocabulary,
that's true.
A vocabulary for the one true story that will make sense of their life. And what Father John Ricardo does in the Rescue Project, and I'm finally getting to the point of what is the Rescue Project as a part of the Acts 29. Sure. Mm-hmm. It is a 9-video episode series that, takes place one a week. Towards the end, there is a retreat where you watch 2 of those episodes, but each week it should ultimately involve a meal, a video, and a discussion. And in those 9 videos, based on that book called Rescued, he presents the core of the one true story that makes sense of our life and answers a number of questions. The 4 major questions in his book is, why is there something rather than nothing? That's a humongous question mm-hmm. that people ask, like, why is anything happening? And then the next question is, why is it so messed up? And
I like that question.
Yeah, because we see a lot of messed up stuff. And then thirdly, what, if anything, has God done about it? And then finally, if God has done something about it, what's my response to that? So his 4-word summary of the good news and the real story of salvation is created, captured, rescued, and response. And I want my parishioners to be fully immersed in that one story with those 4 concepts.
We're talking with Father Thomas Hahn. He is pastor of St. Louis de Montfort Parish in Fishers, Indiana. We're talking about the Rescue Project. And I just love it, that you are such a leader, that you love your people so much that you are willing to do these things that are kind of new and groundbreaking and different. It's kind of as you mentioned from that book, give us the title again.
From Christendom to Apostolic Mission.
That the backdrop of that is what you're talking about is how we really have to completely rethink about how the church does business. And maybe that's a bad way to put it, but how we we activate our baptismal call to really bring people in and to really equip people to do that. Right. And I love that you're doing this because it's such a witness to your love to your people, but it's also really helping them to move forward in a way that we really need to rethink how we do this because we're having trouble right now.
Yeah, I think we've learned the hard way over the last 40 years that if we operate in Christendom mode, it don't work. Mm-hmm. We can't do what we used to do. Mm-hmm. We have to approach things in a very different way. And the book makes the point at the end that, you know, we're going to have to put up with some apostolic messiness. Some of these initiatives that we try and the new, you know, approaches to things, it may crumble a little bit. It might get some people riled up, but in the end, it's worth it because staying where you are is going to actually lead more souls away from the faith than we realize.
So how do people get engaged? Now, is this just for the Rescue Project? It's a new program. How are you delivering it then at St. Elizabeth Seton and St. Louis de Montfort? And then how can other people listening participate? Is it only for those parishes or how does it work?
Good. So at St. Elizabeth Seton, I believe they're doing it on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
And you can attend the experience and they'll have full hospitality and meals and discussions with people. And we'll do it at St. Louis de Montfort on Monday nights starting September 26th. And it'll 6:30 to 8:30. It'll include a full meal, include a dinner and a discussion and all of that. Now at our parish also, because like I told you, I want everyone to be rooted in this one true mm-hmm. story and have the vocabulary to articulate it to others, to equip them for mission. We are having our young adults use this as their content this fall.
Oh, okay, great.
And they meet Thursday nights, and any young adult in the whole world can come and join them on Thursday nights. Our high school youth group on Sunday nights are gonna use Rescue Project for their content. Our moms group on campus will use it for their content this fall. Our Father's Ministry, which meets Wednesday nights and Friday mornings very early, they will use it for their content. And right now, with the blessing of the Rescue Project in Acts 29, we are kind of formulating our own children's version of it for religious ed and our school children. So that way, everyone on our campus has that opportunity. And if you want to get involved at St. Louis de Montfort to attend one of these, you would go on our website, sldmfishers.org, and register for any of them. You need not be a parishioner. That way we can plan for you and be ready for you.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Father Thomas Hahn about the Rescue Project. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
A place where God's message is heard, where His love is demonstrated, and His grace discovered. Listen and experience hope wherever you are in life. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Father Thomas Hahn. He is the pastor of St. Louis de Montfort Parish in Fishers, Indiana. And we're talking about a new equipping program called the Rescue Project. And when we're at the break, Father Hahn mentioned that really anyone can participate in this. You don't have to just be local or in one of these parishes. Talk about how you do participate.
I think Acts 29, the organization who is producing the Rescue Project, has it ideally in a large group setting with small group discussion and a full meal just to have authentic community and mm-hmm. authentic conversations, knowing that that's not always possible based on scheduling or whatever. They have made their videos, those 9 episodes, available on their website, rescueproject.us. And you could log in and watch those videos. And I just, if you resort to that option, then I would watch it with a few good friends, though you can have a good discussion afterwards.
Yeah, that small group dimension with any retreat or any program, I mean, I always find that to be so valuable to kind of just to really hear, be in community with other people and to hear their thoughts and realize that you're maybe experiencing the same thing or have the same questions, just that you're not alone in that.
And I think it's beautiful to hear how the Holy Spirit revealed something to them when we were watching the same content that I didn't get.
Yeah.
And I am edified by the witness of those small group members. So I think that's important.
Now, you mentioned a number of different ways you're going to be implementing it at St. Louis de Montfort Parish and a number of different groups from the teens to the senior citizens, really. Are they all going to be having the same material? Are they all going to be watching the same videos?
Right. So the junior high will get partial videos because some of it's pretty, I wouldn't say mature content, but it's pretty intense. So we're doing a very, very modified version for our religious ed children in junior high. But yes, high school, young adult, moms, dads, everybody's getting that same content.
Now, that's an interesting concept because of having the videos pre-done years ago, probably 30, 40 years ago, I was in an RCIA program as a sponsor. And frankly, I thought it was kind of loose that we'd, you know, have one week have somebody giving us their ideas about this or that, and a couple of weeks later, somebody else giving them their ideas about some other aspect of the faith. And I kept thinking back then, isn't there like one
standard
thing? That was actually probably at the very beginning of videos, maybe. Mm-hmm. But isn't there one uniform program that you can offer so that everybody gets the same thing and all come away from it the same and not, well, I think it's this way or I think it's that way?
Yeah, I think that, you know, every group and demographic has its own needs and own questions in different stages in life. But this is the one true story that's mm-hmm. applicable to everybody. And our dream, and I'm so grateful for my staff at St. Louis de Montfort. Some of them have been listening to podcasts of Father John Ricardo for years, and they've put in a lot of work to pull this off because to coordinate all of this is a massive project within the Rescue Project. But mm-hmm. the idea here is I have a dream of having a parish-wide conversation that we're all talking about the same thing and immersed in the same thing. So mm-hmm. we're going to pray that actually happens.
Yeah, we had my introduction to Father John Ricardo was kind of interesting. At one time, EWTN, who we're an affiliate of here, carried the Mass at 8 in the morning and again at noon. And then at some point, 10, 12 years ago or so, 8 or 10 years ago, I guess, they decided, well, maybe the Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning is enough. Maybe we don't need it repeated at noon. So they took it off, and I kind of cringed. I thought, oh, boy, we're taking the Mass off at noon. We're going to get some phone calls about that. And they put on Father John Ricardo in place of the Mass. And we did get phone calls. People love Father John. We did. People were saying, well, where can I hear more? What time, you know, is he going to be on? And different things like that. But it was all positive. And I thought, wow, but he is a good speaker.
Oh, sure. Let's be clear. I mean, he's not better than Jesus in the Mass. But right. No, he is the main presenter in the entire Rescue Project, and he is a captivating speaker. And I love listening to him and learning from him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm curious, what, kind of going back to the mission of this, but what do we need to be rescued for? I mean, that's the question that I ask when I hear the Rescue Project.
Sure, and I think I'll only speak to my own experience because our staff has undergone and is still continuing to enjoy the Rescue Project ourselves so we can give it to our parish. The thing that struck me most about the Rescue Project was for two entire episodes, Father John, he actually asks us to pray for the grace of despair. And I've never heard that phrase before. Great, despair is not a grace. But the way I've understood it is we were, for a spiritual exercise, basically bracketing off the incarnation, the coming of Christ. So we're trying to like forget intellectually that that will happen. And we're staying put in what is our condition in our fallen state with original sin and personal sin. And it ain't good. And he makes us sit and dwell in it about how Satan has operated, what his tactics are, what are all the effects of sin that we experience almost daily. And there's no hope. There's despair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he presents the incarnation. He has come to rescue us from that.
Da, da, da.
As soon as he presented that, I've told people, my instinct was I wanted to run to a chapel, to the tabernacle, and just say over and over again to our Lord, thank you. Thank you, because you've rescued me from this impossible condition, which is horrifying. So I think that's what he does best. And I think because it's uncomfortable, we as Catholics and even we as priests from the pulpit like to speed through that section mm-hmm. or even skip it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, if you skip that part of the story, it's a boring story. I mean, this is kind of a simplification, mm-hmm. but you think about how people evangelize, like, well, your life's pretty good. And Jesus came and he makes it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So you should go get a relationship with Jesus. And like, mm-hmm. there's no adventure. There's no romance. That's a terrible story. Sure. And I don't mm-hmm. care. Sure. So here it is, let's tell the story as it is. It's a rescue project where mm-hmm. Christ is sent by the Father to rescue his precious creation, mm-hmm. which is us humans. Yeah. So it's awesome.
I think any story, good story, has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right.
And if you start, you know, without all three pieces, you don't get the whole story.
And another part of the story is usually there's a victor, a protagonist, and there's an enemy. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't do a very good job of talking about, is there an enemy? Mm-hmm. And going back to Bridget's opening prayer today about reconciliation and peace and end of division and conflict, we're too busy looking at our neighbor and mm-hmm. our opposing political party and saying those are our enemies. No, Satan is our enemy and his minions.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think that we just forget what's really happening here in our lives and in our culture. And many of us, you know, that we talk to here on Catholic Radio, and we know the story, mm-hmm. but it's good to have a reminder that, you know, of our fallen nature, and that we have been rescued, and are we living in that kind of redeemed life, or are we still kind of captured, you know, yeah. by Satan and stuck in this other world? And I mean, it seems like it's a struggle. We're still struggling, but just reminding that. And then there's a whole bunch of people that have no idea
right.
what's even going on.
If you just look around you and read the newspaper and watch the news, you will think we're still captured too,
yeah,
right?
So
the idea here is that this essential story should permeate everything we do, but also like be the lens through which we see the world. And once it's almost like out of sight, out of mind, like if I don't see it and I don't call it to mind, then I'll forget that's the story I'm living. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's pretty depressing.
I want to know if there's a cost.
Oh, no, there's no cost whatsoever. Whether you're attending at St. Louis de Montfort, St. Elizabeth Seton, or you access those videos on that website, rescueproject.us.
That's pretty incredible, because somebody has gone to a lot of expense to put this together, and each parish is going to a fair amount of expense for dinners and facilities and everything like that.
Right, and that goes back to the book that I talked about that inspired us, From Christendom to Apostolic Mission. It argues that in an apostolic age, you have to allocate resources differently in the church. No longer are we going to be spending money where it's not actually for the sake of mission. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm okay with doling out some cash at my parish to do something that's transformative, that sets us on mission. So yes, mm-hmm. it's free of charge for you to come and receive.
So give us the websites again, if you want to get connected to St. Louis de Montfort, St. Elizabeth Seton, or if you're in neither of those parishes and you want to just get connected to the Rescue Project.
Sure. St. Louis de Montfort's website is sldmfishers.org, and on the main ribbon, on the main page, it'll have the Rescue Project. You click on it, and you can register on what time you want to appear there. For Seton, it's setoncarmel.org. SetonCarmel.org, and you can register for their program. And then for just viewing the episodes with your small group or group of people at your parish, it's Acts 29's website is rescueproject.us.
We just have a couple minutes left, and I want to get in one question and then a blessing before we go for our listening audience. What do you hope that people come away with at your parish or wherever they hear it?
Well, I'll kind of jump to a tagline from Acts 29 and the Rescue Project. The tagline is, "Rescued people rescue people." And if I am fully convinced of what Christ has accomplished in me and rescued me, I want to go rescue other people. So when this concludes by Advent, I want an entire parish ready and eager and burning to go tell someone else and rescue them and let Christ rescue them.
Did we mention a starting date when these Monday night meetings are going to start?
So Monday night at St. Lou de Montfort will be September 26th, and then Tuesday for St. Elizabeth Seton will be the 27th.
And then how many weeks are there in the program?
It's a 7-week program, and there's one half-day Saturday that's kind of almost a more retreat experience that will be included to allow the Holy Spirit in.
We've been talking with Father Thomas Hahn, St. Louis de Montfort pastor in Fishers, Indiana, about the Rescue Project. Before we close, we are going to have you give us a blessing. So thank you, Father, for the interview. And we'll start with a blessing.
It's been a joy. God, our Heavenly Father, through the imposition of my priestly hands and through the intercession of all of the angels and saints in heaven, may you send your Holy Spirit upon all who are listening today. May your grace stir within their hearts the flame of divine love, that they might fall more and more in love with you, especially for what you have done for us. May we respond generously to this gift of salvation, and may we be your able instruments in setting the entire world on fire. May Almighty God bless all who are listening today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Again, our guest has been Father Thomas Hahn, pastor of St. Louis de Montfort Parish. We've been talking about the Rescue Project. You can get that online at www.rescueproject.us or at St. Louis de Montfort Parish or St. Elizabeth Seton Parish, and you can check out their websites by Googling them.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.